Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Thursday's show. And today, a full hour concert from Rascal Flatts. And so, their band is so big, we're having to move rooms. Can I say that? I guess it's going to be on Facebook Live, so people will see it. With everybody else, with, you know, yesterday was Dustin Lynch, Brett Eldridge, Maren Morris. They had them in their band, but Rascal Flatts, apparently they have the Philharmonic of New York.
And them plus them three.
And them three. So we are moving into a room down the hall. So
it's going to be an adjustment.
It's our first time doing it over there. But Rascal Flatts will be in. They're going to play some hits. They're going to play for an hour. And then the mystery guest will be revealed after Rascal Flatts.
Yes.
So there's that. We're still pimping Joy. We're still raising money. You're watching the news. You're seeing what's happening. This is Joy Week. And just thanks to everybody for being a part of it. As you can see, we continue to raise money. And by we, it's not us in the room. It's us in the big old room. The room of life, I say. Thank you. Let's get going here with Thursday's show. I think today's going to be fun. I hope you guys are enjoying the live concerts because we're putting a lot of work into them, and I hope you like them. I mean, that's our whole goal with all of this is the artists are giving us their time, and we're packaging them up, and if you enjoy them, then everybody's a winner. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Rascal Flatts, and later, like I said a few minutes ago, I see you time now.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Craig Morgan just donated $4,000 to the Dixon County Sheriff's Office that will provide them with safety equipment like tourniquets and tactical belt holders. Craig, who's a friend of ours, country music star, and a native of Kingston Springs, Tennessee, used to work as a deputy there at the sheriff's office before he made it in country music. And he said, having served as a deputy, I know firsthand how critical it is to have the life-saving equipment. So he hooked him up with the money they needed to get it.
Wow.
Which
awesome.
Is cool. So, Craig Morgan, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Texas. Officials announced that Harvey's destroyed almost 50,000 homes. More help is on the way, though. 10,000 National Guard are heading to Texas. It's the largest call-up in Texas history. And thanks to our listeners, you've raised over $200,000 for flood relief. So that's really awesome.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Time for your positivity. It's Thursday, and it's your Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
So the store clerk in the gas station messed up, and the guy's playing the lottery. 27-year-old guy walks in, says, give me get that one Mega Millions ticket. But the cashier gave him two instead of one. Accidentally, the cashier messed up. And the guy's like, it's okay. I'll just go ahead and pay for it. Boop, $50,000. The second one. Like, they didn't want it.
That is so amazingly, like, lucky, and it's just so frustrating.
To you.
To me.
Actually, if you would have known about it, it wouldn't have mattered. It's not frustrating to you.
But just think if that guy would have said, no, I only want the one.
Then he wouldn't have won.
I know. Oh, you splurge, and that's what happens. Good investment.
Investment. Amy, you're up.
Well, this is pretty cool. A bride created something called Sisterhood of the Traveling Dress, and she wore a wedding gown this time last year, so last summer. Then she posted on Facebook in hopes that a local bride may need to wear it for her wedding. Well, it has since traveled around and been worn by 12 different brides. So basically one wedding a month. And it's got a corset inside, so it can adjust from size 2 to size 5, like no problem. So they've been able to, you know, fit several different sizes.
How about that?
Isn't that cool?
Lunchbox?
Back in 1970, Patrick was doing some swimming off the coast of Massachusetts. He had his college ring on his finger, and boom, it drops in the ocean. He's like, oh no, can't find it. 47 years later, Jim's out there with his family, finds the class ring, and tracks down Patrick and gets him that ring back.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. What up?
Yeah. That's cool.
It's like you know everybody in every story.
Yeah, Jim and
Frank, Tommy. Frank,
yeah, all of them.
Reginald. It's like everyone. My boy, Frank.
But Patrick got his ring back 47 years later.
I bet he thought that was long gone.
He probably gave up hope.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Why are you talking such a high pitch still?
Man, it's just exciting. Like 47 years later, you get your ring back.
Yep. There it is. Tell me something good.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Don Bartlett with Walmart says its truck drivers have been helping with relief efforts.
They've already made over 1,000 truckloads worth of supplies. A lot of that is water and other staple stock that is needed, particularly at the shelters. But today's announcement to say that we're going to step up even more.
And people are now able to start seeing what's going to need immediate help. We don't know what's going to need long-term help yet. But Walmart doing this, and that the carrying of items is going to be a really big, expensive thing too. And we're going to start to see you're going to need toothpaste and toothbrushes and shoes. But again, it costs money to take that stuff down there.
Yeah.
It's just a really expensive thing. And I'm just watching all this. I'm watching like these. This is a nurse who is on the news yesterday.
We'll be relieving the staff that's been on duty for a week straight. So letting them sleep and stepping in and doing our job.
It's things like that.
People have just got to be, I mean, not only physically tired, but just emotionally exhausted.
Nurses, police officers.
It's too much.
Helping the people.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
So BobbyBones.com if you want to help out in the Pimp and Joy way. We don't keep any of that money.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Eric Church is going to release 122 live songs through Apple Music, but not all at once. The first 30 are going to be available for streaming tomorrow. And then I guess he'll release additional songs over the next 2 weeks. And there isn't going to be a physical release of the album.
So it's his live shows and it's 100 songs.
122.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
I don't even know that many songs.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Well, remember how we talked about Miranda Lambert having boots on the ground in Houston for her Mutt Nation Foundation? Well, so far they have rescued 70 dogs lost in Hurricane Harvey. They got them safely to an Oklahoma shelter, and then they turned around and went back to pick up more.
It's awesome. Good
so
for her.
So shout out.
Good
yes.
for them.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Man.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hilton Head, South Carolina. A man really wanted to stay at one of the nice hotels. He was like, man, I don't have enough money, so what am I going to do? Walks around the hotel, sees a family leaving their room, sneaks into their room.
Whoa.
Calls the front desk, says, hey, we're going to stay a couple extra days.
Wow, that's brilliant. I shouldn't think that, but that's brilliant.
And then he racked up over $2,000 in room service and spa treatments.
Wow. He even got a massage.
He lived it up.
Dang. I mean, YOLO.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if people say that, but that's a YOLO for sure.
I mean, he was going hard.
So what got him? Greed is too much?
Well, the family called and said, hey, can I get my bill sent? They're like, no, you're still staying here. He's like, no, I checked out two days ago. Because you know how you can just leave and it's an automatic checkout.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But the guy snuck in the room and said, no, we're going to stay a couple extra days.
So wow. He was still there.
Still there. So police showed up at the door and he was like.
In his robe.
He's like, the police knocked and he's like, no, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
I don't need
anything right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I shouldn't think that's so funny.
It's so funny.
It's great, though.
And that family had to call and get their bill. They're what bonehead that family is. Dang.
Bobby Bones.
Mom shopping at Walmart with her daughter. They pulled a gun on two women. They were fighting over back-to-school supplies. But like I always say, it's never about what it's about. It's always about disrespect.
Mm.
According to police, there was only one notebook left. And they began to argue who was the rightful purchaser of that one notebook.
Oh.
Gotta have the notebook.
Witnesses said they would not back down from each other. They started pulling the daughter's hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
That's when the mom pulled out the gun. They said you started to see customers just diving and running away. Like, oh, you got a gun. Ah. They called police. There was a fight. No one was shot. Everyone. And the question that I have, and it isn't answered in this, who got the notebook?
Yeah.
Right. And was it a trapper keeper?
Oh, man.
And wow.
Golly. Go to another store.
So many questions.
There's a chemical explosion in Crosby, Texas, which is right outside of Houston. And they warned people before it happened, like, this is going to happen, so get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Because of the flooding.
Yeah, they said because it's without electricity, the heat makes it combustible and it explodes. So there was a couple of officers that have gone to the hospital. Nine of them drove themselves complaining of dizziness, nausea. But they said it's a non-toxic irritant.
Oh, when they say chemical plant, man, I automatically think of like the...
Yes.
In Germany.
Germany?
Yeah. The one where it blew up.
Well, you just think of something that'll, like, radiation or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Wasn't that Germany?
No.
Yes, I know what you're talking about now. And they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't think of exactly it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And I agree with you. I was thinking chemical plant.
Like,
okay,
what's
like,
gonna do?
The whole city needs to just, like, it's ruined. Like, you can't go back there forever.
All residents within a mile and a half radius were ordered to evacuate.
The fact that it's only a mile and a half is... Yeah, I wonder what chemical that is.
It's organic peroxides commonly used in everyday products.
Non-organic.
What's the place we're thinking about?
I just Googled it. I'm trying to... don't know yet.
Okay, cool.
They said there are more explosions might happen, and they're just going to let the fire burn out.
Rascal Flatts will be in a bit. Now, we're not doing this one from our actual radio studio, so... It's the first time we've ever done it, how we're going to do it today. You'll still be able to watch it on Facebook Live. But Rascal Flatts in to perform for Joy Week, and it has turned into a fundraiser for the flood relief, and it's all about Pimpin' Joy, and we don't keep any of the money. And if you want to buy a shirt and promote a positive message and give back, you can, bobbybones.com. Or now it's starting to come out other places you can donate to if you want to like specially make sure that animals are taken care of or – So different places, but it's all up there. What, did you find it?
Yeah. This name just doesn't sound familiar to me, though. The Chernobyl.
No, it's Chernobyl.
There it is. Yes.
Is that right?
Now that you're saying it out loud, because I was pronouncing it in my head, Chernobyl. But, yeah, say it again.
Chernobyl.
That's
but
it.
But where is that? Was it in the right country? Because they made me feel stupid when I said Germany.
No,
and
Okay. No, you're good. Soviet Union.
No, that's not Germany.
Oh, yeah. USSR.
Yep. Okay, that's not Germany.
That's different.
Sorry. But you also I just read that part.
I didn't know. I still
don't know anything about Chernobyl.
But now I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's awful.
Really? Yeah, and there is a movie.
Yeah, it's awful. Wow. I don't even want to get on that. Like, we have our own deal now going on.
But the point is, you did know what you were talking about, and that's...
Kind,
I doubted you.
Kind of. But I just read Chemical Plant, and that's what I thought was that bad. Just because we need to be fact-checked sometimes. Chernobyl is in the Ukraine, and that's the plant we're talking about that exploded. And when we heard the Houston chemical plant, I was like, oh no, is this going to be something like that? And it's not. It's still something, and they're evacuating within a mile and a half of it. But it exploded, but apparently it's like peroxide, what you said?
Yeah, and they said it's non-toxic, and it should have no long-term effects, but that just for safety of the residents, they had to evacuate, and they... suspended air travel within a certain area of that plant.
Just to show you how dumb we are, though, I thought, hey, what's that place that blew up in Germany? And then Amy goes, this isn't it. This is Chernobyl. So we both were kind of wrong. And then when she Googled it, she goes, oh, it's in the USSR. And that doesn't even exist anymore. So we kind of had it. We kind of knew it was
Hey, we figured it out. Sometimes it takes a minute.
It
Thank
does.
You, Google.
It does take
Good
a minute.
Good research.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, we just were walking through it, you know? Instead of just coming on air and acting like we knew what we were talking about.
They say if you want to be happy, you're hanging out at your nearest pizza place.
Oh, okay.
Period. Research has found that you get a 20% boost of happiness when you smell pizza. Just smelling it.
That's
the problem is I don't just like to smell it. If I smell it, I want to eat it all. I'll read this article about washing your jeans. And for me, if I buy a nice shirt or a nice pair of pants... I like to wear it, but I don't like to wash it because I feel like it ruins a generation of it. So then I don't wear it because I'm like, I don't want it to be worn. So then I end up buying something nice and never wearing it because I don't want to wash it and have it cleaned and then not be as good.
Yeah.
So it's like I buy a nice shirt and the opposite happens. I never wear it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to wear it. It's not, this event's not important enough. I want to save it because if I wear it, it's not going to look as good the second time. But what happens is, and this happens with jeans too, they say take your jeans and just freeze them. And I've heard about this before, freezing your jeans. But you can put your jeans in a canvas bag and freeze them. The low temperatures kill bacteria and skin cells that cause odor, and then you just defrost them, and they don't shrink, and next thing you know,
they're good to
go. Frozen jeans are good to go.
Wow.
How long do you need to freeze them for?
One night.
Okay. I'll try it. I mean, I don't really wash my jeans anyway, but...
Yeah, but you have pants, though, that you spend a bunch of money on that you won't wear because they're like the nice time
Absolutely.
Jeans. So, but I'm saying you can wear them a little more and then freeze them. But for me, it's like that, like I used to buy, when I would save up and I would buy Lacoste shirts.
Oh, those are nice ones.
Yeah. I'd save up and I'd buy a Lacoste shirt.
Love those.
And I'd have like a green one. And I'd be like, I love this shirt so much and I saved up to buy it, but I'm not going to wear it. This occasion is not special enough. And so I would continue to not have occasion special enough to where I never wore the shirt. And then when I finally want to wear it, I would be, I'd outgrown it or shrunk it. Like, yeah. I just didn't fit. That's so stupid.
Waste.
I feel you on that, though.
We need to get, like, a walk-in freezer, apparently.
And just put all
just
the clothes in
our closet.
Yeah, just a freezer closet. Where do we do? Where do we go? Rascal Flatts are coming up in a minute, or I guess in about 40 minutes or so. Here's a weird way to get your kids to have better grades. Paint their desk at their home red. Eddie, you have two kids?
Yeah. The kitchen table is where they work, though, so that would be bad.
Paint it red.
No!
They say that red improves recall and attention to detail.
Oh, I knew that.
Provides an extra edge when it comes to memorization, spelling, and punctuation.
Really?
My entire life is red.
Maybe that's why you're so good at, like, retaining information.
Like, everything is red. Like,
is your house red inside? Like, anything red?
Yeah, well, my bedroom is. My desk, my chair, a lot of that. I just get a little OCD with colors, and everything will be red if I'm not careful. So I have to let somebody else
design,
like, pick stuff. I didn't hire a designer, but somebody else, like, you put some pillows, tell me what to get. It'll all be red. You'd walk into, like, a red fun house if it's up to me. Victoria White sang to evacuees at the Lone Star Expo Center in Texas. Someone filmed her while she was singing, and she's in the middle of beds and cots, and the flooding has forced thousands into these shelters. So here, I'm going to play this for you. This is not her filming it, just someone filming her trying to raise people's spirits. Imagine the cots around her, and it's still such a positive thing, and people are singing. And music will do that.
Yeah.
Like, music can really bring positivity into you, even when it's in the worst circumstance. And here she is, just singing beautifully. People are clapping and singing along. So that's pretty moving. I was watching the video, and I was like, man, that's awesome. People still trying to find the positivity and the beauty in things, even when times are not good. Listen to this story. So Sugarland is right outside of Houston. It's a suburb of Houston. And this woman who works there, who was the manager, said, she was like, okay, people are calling saying they're either trapped or they're in places where they can't get food or there is no food and they're hungry and they want to order food. So they're calling all these restaurants, trying to find any food at all. So the Pizza Hut, they had some food, but they couldn't get the food to them. Because at places there were... So she got her kayak out and went and delivered pizzas in her kayak.
Oh, my goodness.
And paddled to people's homes in her kayak.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
This is awesome.
So cool.
So shout out to her. Rascal Flatts will be bringing their music. It's Joy Week. And if you're new to the show, every year we have Joy Week. And it's a week where we kind of celebrate the goodness we have in our life. And we celebrate the fact that we can use the reset to promote positivity. Like, just remember all the good things we have and to share positivity with others and within ourselves. And it's a thing. And in the middle of us doing this, the hurricane, the flood happened. And so we switched. And we hit our goal for St. Jude, which is $50,000. And because of you guys, we hit it the first day. And then we switched to hurricane flood relief, which is where we are. And as of yesterday, we're at over $200,000 raised, which our goal is $50,000. And altogether, we've raised $250,000.
Wow.
Our goal is $50,000. And because of you guys, we're at over $250,000 now. So, first of all, thank you. Secondly, if you'd like to contribute and be a part of Joy Week, you can. If you go to BobbyBones.com, our Pimp and Joy collection, which we don't keep the money. It all goes to flood relief. It's a positive message. And it's there. If you want to go and text the word Harvey to Red Cross at 90999, that's there. There's starting to be so much more information about good, trustworthy places that you can donate time and supplies to now as well. We just encourage you to find something and do the little or the lot that you can do. And that's what Joy Week has turned into, and I'm happy it has. I'm happy that we've been able to take it and move it and do this. And thanks to Brett Eldridge and Maren Morris and Dustin Lynch. And Rascal Flatts are going to play in 30 minutes. You can watch it on our Facebook Live. So it's up at BobbyBones.com. But for flood relief, we're over $200,000 right now.
Bobby Bones.
Here, these are songs that you may not have known are actual covers. You hear them and go, oh, that's a good song. I'm glad they have that song. But you didn't know that they took it from somebody else. For example, Cyndi Lauper, Girl, Just Wanna Have Fun.
That's her song.
Anybody?
No way.
Yeah, originally by Robert Hazard.
Girls just wanna have fun. These girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah, it's not a Cyndi Lauper song.
Well, thank goodness for Cyndi Lauper. We would have never heard it.
Yeah, did she only do it for that movie?
Goonies?
No, the one with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I don't know. I think it was just... What do I know?
That man version is horrible.
It's not. Yeah, it's just the original. The other one's bad. Whatever.
I fell
Ring of Fire?
To a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Originally by Anita Carter.
I fell into the burning ring of fire.
Johnny Cash kind of stole that song, too.
I thought
really?
He was like,
what?
He was singing about the ring of fire.
I thought June Carter Cash wrote it.
Listen,
you should, I'm so confused.
You should look it up. Yeah.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I fell into the burning ring of fire. I fell down, 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 down into the deepest mire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
If I'm correct, you should look this up. I think he heard it on the radio and then kind of did his own thing.
Really?
What?
Yeah. It's a different time.
Different rules back then, yeah.
It's like streaming now. Just do whatever you want and make up all your fake spins, and there's nothing we can do about it. Respect by Aretha Franklin.
All I'm asking,
now, I know this one because I listen to those Reddit version all the time.
All I'm asking,
so that's the cover. Elvis, Hound Dog. But all Elvis' songs at the beginning were just
who
stolen
sang Hound
songs.
Dog?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Big Mama Thornton. Here.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is a better version.
Oh, yeah, Big Mama.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Sounds like the music in Dirty Dancing.
Mm. Kind of.
Yeah, when they had to meet underground to dance.
Everything's like, girls just want to have fun, dark dancing. And it was all her life.
That's my musical influence sometimes is older movies because my parents weren't into music. Nobody shared music with me.
Hey, anger.
Wow.
I'm sort of jealous that you had that with your grandma. But
that, like, awesome. I was talking to my grandma. I just listened to classic rock radio, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good for you.
Like, oh, damn.
Wow, good for you.
Joy Week is turning into Shark Week real quick.
Oh, are you? Is it your time?
I just checked my app. It's supposed to start today.
Joy Week and Shark Week at the same time. Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah. Joy Week and Shark Week.
Right when I checked my Clue app to check my cycle, I was like, well, Joy Week just turned into Shark Week.
Watch out, people.
Killing me softly with his song.
Yeah, Fugees.
What song? Yeah, no, that's more him. She wrote it.
No, she didn't. I thought everybody knew Roberta Flack. This is...
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
This is the jam. My 7th grade self like jammed to the Fugees or 8th grade
Fried
self.
Green Tomatoes. I heard.
Great movie, by the way.
I'll give you one more. This one, I didn't know.
What?
You didn't know. I know. And I know all.
Okay. You know everything. Here. Okay, go.
So, Natalie Imbruglia had Torn.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
Liz Sorensen.
Gather something.
Yeah, because Natalie Imbruglia is not American.
Ew.
They're not?
Okay.
Nah, she's not. I think she's British or something.
No, she's like...
She's not?
She's European, but she's like Swedish or German or she's from where... The Ukraine, maybe.
The USSR.
No, let's not do that again.
Yeah. I would see where she's from, Natalie Imbruglia.
Here we go.
I bet it's one of those European countries that we're not saying, like Finland or the Netherlands or something.
Oh, she is from Australia.
Oh,
yeah. We're a little off.
There you go. I knew it wasn't the UK.
But that's
what
their flags are similar.
Gather something fun.
I love the version. This is the version I would sing as a kid.
That sounds Spanish.
No, it doesn't. It sounds European, right? It sounds like
well, maybe it sounds like a white girl singing Spanish.
No, that's definitely Finnish.
Yeah, whatever.
Finnish.
That was a good segment.
Okay, yeah.
You learned a lot on
that
one.
I'll forget it all, but yeah, it's good.
And we learned that Amy's on a period, which is good
to
know.
No, not yet. It's coming today.
But it's always
winter
worse.
Winter is coming.
It's always worse before winter.
Yeah.
That front right before winter is always
a tough
one.
Oh,
yeah,
it's the worst. Yeah. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Hey, there you go. We did this segment a second ago where it was, you didn't know the songs were covers. For example, Ring of Fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
It was written by Anita Carter, who is June Carter's wife, sister.
Yeah,
it was
written by June, first recorded by her sister.
Yes.
Then Johnny sang it.
And the song where I was like, didn't he steal that? That was False in Prison.
Correct.
That he heard on the radio and just wrote it.
Now that one's mind blowing.
That one's like, you can do that?
Yeah.
Like he just stole the song.
Yes.
I wrote a little something like to play you guys called Chad and Mahoochie. It's a little different than what you may know. But I just follow me here. It's called Chad and Mahoochie. And it goes like, you go to BobbyBones.com, our Pimp and Joy lines up. Love for you to get one. Proceeds go to hurricane flood relief. Over to Amy. Let's get the corny in first.
The morning corny.
What sort of shoes do frogs wear? Open-toed sandals.
Stop it.
That was the morning corny.
All right.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The Little Big Town got a big old surprise yesterday when they found out they're going to be inducted into the Music City Walk of Fame. So that's pretty cool.
I saw the video when they were told, and they get a big star on the ground, and that's always cool.
Yeah.
I want to go make my own.
Look legit.
Yeah. What else?
Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren and his daughters Willa Gray and Ada James, they are featured in People magazine this week. Thomas said that it's been a little overwhelming, obviously, having two new kids, but he just sees how beautiful they are, and they've been preparing for this for over a year, and they're finally here, and it's brought so much peace and happiness.
I don't know about peace.
I know, because I'm thinking it's probably like a really loud
Let's
there.
Take peace out of there. Happiness for sure.
About 3 hours with Thomas last week at the Ryman. We were together. Just hanging
out.
Did
he seem peaceful?
No. He seemed happy.
There you go. Yes.
But he's going to be in for 3 days next week. I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because he's got a new record coming out. I think he's doing a day with us, a new song every day.
It's awesome.
He's going to come play. Yeah, anyway.
The magazine hits newsstands tomorrow.
Okay.
Although the pictures are already circulating all over the place online and they're so cute. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
We are live with Rascal Flatts right now. Everybody clap your hands and say hello to our buddies.
Thank you.
I say this every time before we tell jokes and stories and songs, just let me say thank you, like sincerely, guys, for coming in, because every
Thanks
time you say yes and do it, so thank you very much.
We appreciate you thinking of us. Thanks for having us.
Well, another successful song, and I'd like to start with this the last single, your last big hit, if you don't mind, because you have the whole band. You got six pieces. This is the biggest setup we have of all of our shows, which means you're the Beyonce of Joy Week. You have...
nice.
So, if you don't mind, why don't we kick it off, Gary? You guys mind starting off with a little yours if you want it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Woo!
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
So a couple things. One, what's the art of putting together a set list for you guys? Because you have so many songs, so you have to leave some out, and some people are going to be disappointed. Do you guys ever look back at Twitter and then go, and they're like, why didn't you play X or Y?
All the time, there's somebody always pissed off.
We drove 500 miles and you didn't do.
All right, we're back. It's a live concert at Rascal Flatts. We have a whole studio. They're scared to clap. You guys are made. Do you intimidate your friends?
No.
Hey, everybody, clap. Thank you.
Shows you how close of friends we really are.
But it is. I just say Bobby Bones in here, not Rascal Flatts.
That's right.
Then they leave.
No.
There's
That's
a difference.
Rascal Flatts are here. Here's Back to Us.
Bones. Gotta let it finish. Yeah.
Bend it like Beckham.
Nobody got up.
I never want to insult the Dobro, you know? I want to let that thing play itself
all
out.
All fun and games until you insult the Dobro. Mr. Bobby
Bones. All right, back with Rascal Flatts here as we got a live concert all hour long. Let me ask you guys a question because there are three of you. And just for the audience at home, so we have Joe Don and Gary and Jay sitting so you can picture it. And it's 1, 2, 3. And then behind you, you have keys, percussion, and a Dobro, which is a lap guitar.
Michael, Jim, Travis.
Fellas, good to see you. Here's my question for you three, though. How happy are you that you didn't have a real drummer in the band? Because it's a fourth of the money. At this point,
yeah,
like
he's not happy about it.
He's really not that happy about it at all. But
like when you
not now because he didn't know it was an option. But, thanks, Bobby.
When you started though, like was it? Did you almost have a drummer with you three? Because it's almost a full band.
No, we were smart enough to realize we'd have to split it four ways, so we opted to just have the three of us. And besides, the core members, we had such a unique blend with the vocals. That's kind of what dictated how it ended up being.
And it was
we stole Jim from Mark Chestnut, so we were pulling him off of Mark Chestnut. Mark's still looking for him.
Yeah,
he's checking the buses and the trucks.
No. Your keys player, back by 10 years or so ago. He was playing in a restaurant in Austin, and I was having dinner there. And I was like, this guy is so good. I invited him to come up and play on my radio show in Austin. Like, just from him playing for tips.
That's amazing.
And I really just saw him in a restaurant and asked him to come play on the radio show. That was my big discovery. You have my discovery.
That's awesome. Yeah,
and how cool of you to do that for local musicians, you know,
I'm not that cool, but I'm just like geeking out a little bit.
That's a great thing, though. It really is, you know.
Okay, enough about that.
Just take a compliment.
Take it in, breathe it in.
I don't like those very much.
Bless it away.
Yeah, well.
My parents never gave me any, so I don't like them.
That's see right. How he makes us feel
and
bad.
Living in the shed was rough.
It was rough. Yep.
I got it.
All right. Rascal Flatts are here. Let's do something fun because I don't like how I'm feeling right now. All right, boys. What do you got for us?
This is the very first song we ever sang together. Man, it was magical. I don't know. We didn't rehearse. We didn't sing one note together.
Yeah, luckily, these guys are pretty inebriated, so they were impressed with about anything at that point. Let's do it.
We're down to our last part of the show, boys. This is where it gets into the nitty-gritty.
That's right.
Let me ask you this question, because I think it's weird that over your career, you've seen people go from their eyeballs always being up to, and not in a disrespectful way, but their eyeballs being on their phones. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be weird to go, I got this crowd, yet still half of them are still looking through on their phones. Like, have you had to adjust like how you watch crowds to get your feedback?
That's really what hurts the most. Is that they don't.
And end of the song. Nailed it.
Segways are us.
Yeah, no, it's not like it's like kids doing it or the younger generation. Everybody does it now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, we started doing it too on stage.
Just snapping the crowd. Just irritate them. Stop
just
all the
text
music
messaging.
And only just text
them. How do you guys like it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Does that feel
How
good?
How do you like it now?
Does that feel good, crowd? Huh?
Yeah.
It's evasive, isn't it?
All right. Rascal Flatts here. Let's play something. You guys made me laugh. We should do something that doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do something with pain or something. About what hurts the most.
Rascal Flatts, beautiful as always.
Thank you.
You know, I'm so fascinated by the band dynamic because I have a group in a different way, but the question's like this. If you want to buy a new instrument, does Rascal Flatts Inc. pay for it, or do you have to pay for it individually?
Great question.
Have you ever been asked that?
Next question.
Yeah. No, we've never been asked that before.
Our company buys whatever tools we need.
Okay, so if you needed a tool, like you needed a new bass.
It depends. If it's a touring thing, then probably. Like Jay, he has a lot of vintage gear. He'll sit at his house and get on eBay or whatever and buy a few things. It's probably his personal side.
I hope it is.
Oh my God.
It is.
But if you're touring with it, sure, I think that... Gary, you want to talk about this, buddy?
Bobby Bones broke up Rascal Flatts after 17 years.
No, I get the receipts every month.
Gary's like, meanwhile, I'm buying all these bows and these arrows and these guns.
And farms.
Flatts.
On eBay.
Without dirt and being my good mental space,
I wouldn't be able. Yeah, it's a write-off.
We buy our touring gear, our company buys. If I'm sitting at home and I want to base it home to play in the studio, then that's our personal choice.
Man.
That's the way it goes.
Thank you for that.
As far as you know.
Yes. you know what? I don't even want to ask any more questions about that.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. It's very slippery. We walked enough down that slope.
Ask Gary how he got his Bentley.
Well, I live so far out, and I had to get to the plane and the bus
quicker. I get it. I know how.
Baller.
Yeah. eBentley.com.
How about we play the finale here? This is the one everybody gets up for right here. And let me ask a question about this song, because... And again, I don't have my computer in front of me, but Life is a Highway, was that Eddie Money before it was you guys? Or was it Rock? Who sang Life is a Highway?
And like Tom Cochran.
Tom Cochran. See? Yeah. Okay, cool.
You're close.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Same era.
Tom, Eddie, you know.
How do you, whenever you do that song for the first time, because this is from Cars?
Yeah.
When you guys did it? Okay, so at least I got that right. Holy crap. Whenever you do that, do you go, hey, we want to make this kind of sound the same, but not really? And what parts do we want to change of it to make it sound like us? Like, that seems, again, like a little slippery slope. Where you...
Actually, it was the first song we ever cut with Dan Huff. And the song was never a single.
That's crazy to me.
We used to be a big deal, Bobby.
Wow, I didn't even know
back
that.
I heard you guys 70s.
In a restaurant down the road and brought you in.
That's right.
Yeah, wow.
That's right, you were having dinner.
Yeah, and I was like, these three guys are pretty good. Come on in.
Back in the late 70s,
right.
We were.
How about we play Life is a Highway? Let's make it a single. I'll make it number one. Let's go. Let's do it right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like Bobby's going to make it a number one. Let's roll.
For the second time.
Thank you, Bobby Bones, and the Bobby Bones Show. God bless you. Good night. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, man.
Another one down. You guys are my favorite because I keep asking you to do more and more, and every time you do, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
I look forward to the bar mitzvah tomorrow evening. That's going to be great.
We'll see you then.
Clap your hands. We're done.
Thank you.
I get totally grossed out when I see people because I just saw someone in the bathroom go to the bathroom and not wash their hands. And they just walk out. They go into the bathroom. They do their deal. And I'm in there with them. They should at least fake it.
You talking about one of us?
No, somebody works in the building.
Okay.
They went up, used the bathroom, and just said, boop, peaced out.
Mm. What if they used the kitchen sink right outside?
They didn't, because they were gone.
What if they have sanitizer in their pants?
Probably not.
What?
That was my nickname in college.
Okay.
Sanitizer like a bottle pants. Of sanitizer.
No, I don't think these hypotheticals aren't
sorry,
real.
Sorry, I was just trying and to understand
know,
why.
You know, Lunchbox does that.
Yeah.
I know, and I don't touch them. That's why I touch his hands.
That's okay.
Here's what you have to think about with people, okay? Now, I'll give you an example. There are times at home when I pee, I never actually touch my ding-dong, okay? I can use my underwear and just...
Oh, yeah, okay. I got that.
I never touch it. But if there's somebody around me that knows I went pee, I still go wash my hands out of courtesy to them.
That's nice.
So they don't think, oh, he's a hand washer. Even though I never touched anything.
Right. You just want to make them feel safe.
Yes.
And clean.
Make me feel safe.
Yeah, okay.
At least go turn the water on.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to shake this person's hand again. Ever. In my face, he didn't wash his hands.
Here. This is rare, but I know that feeling. I know exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And so, I just handed this. According to a new survey, 61% of people say they've seen a coworker use the bathroom and not wash their hands.
Wow. That's not bad.
The survey also found that almost 90% of people think that a company can show they value employees by having clean, modern bathrooms.
Oh.
We don't have clean, modern
anything. Well, although we did get automatic flushers, so that was kind of an improvement that we got here.
Our soap dispensers listeners brought them up gave them to us.
We just let them in the building. Right.
That's true.
We didn't have soap.
Yeah.
And some awesome listeners were like, we will put soap dispensers in your building. We illegally let them in. And they installed them in our whole building.
How are the soap dispensers?
Rebels.
Are they good?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic. So, geez, gross. I'm not going to touch that person. And at least fake it.
High five, Eddie.
Even if you don't want to do it. There's a new Kermit voice. You know they have the new guy that replaced Kermit because the other Kermit guy got in a fight.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? You want to hear the new Kermit?
Yes. Yep.
After 27 years, they fired the other guy. So here you go. Here's the new one.
Dreams are how we figure out where we want to go. Life is how we get there. I'm headed this way.
First time puppeteer, Matt Vogel.
I mean, sounds pretty good.
It does sound pretty good. Like, Eddie can do a good Kermit.
Yeah, I think I could do it better than this guy.
Oh, come on.
I can.
Do it.
Hey, hidey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Just trying to just do the show today. You know, that's what we do, Miss Piggy.
I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I think you do a good one.
You do.
I mean, I don't know. I'm calling this guy out.
But I think this guy, though, probably, you have to know somebody.
Dang, this isn't like an open call audition?
I doubt it. Maybe it was, I don't know. But you're pretty good. Can you do like...
Oh, here we go. I love it when you put me on the spot.
No, I just wonder which cartoon characters you do, like for the kids. Anything?
Oh, Goofy. The kids like Goofy.
Hey, guys, what are we going to do today? Oh, gosh.
Do they laugh at you?
Oh, they love. Well, I mean, they've heard it hundreds of times, so they don't think it's funny anymore. But
do they like Porky Pig or anything, or is that still a
thing? Porky's kind of tough.
Nobody does Porky? Does he even come on TV anymore?
Nah, the Looney Tunes, that's like Boomerang. That's old. You got to look for the old cartoons.
Oh, they don't watch Bugs Bunny?
No, not really.
Oh,
not really.
Man.
What else do you want?
Elmer Fudd? No?
No.
Oh.
Be very, very quiet.
Oh, man. They don't watch the good ones anymore. All these stories are coming out now about how people are scamming, too.
Such a bummer.
The bigger the travesty, the more the people are out trying to scam people. So you just got to be careful. I get annoyed with people who tell people to do with their money. For example, I saw where J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez said, hey, we're giving $25,000 each. People are like, well, you have more money than that. You should give more money than that. Like, it's not your money to give.
No, and you don't know how else they're distributing their donations.
And it doesn't matter if they do $1 or $10 million.
Yeah.
So people are upset, like, oh, you guys are way rich. The other people who donate way more than you have less money. Unless it's your money, you should have no opinion on it. Go ahead.
Well, I just feel like since they publicly said how much they're donating, they're kind of opening the doors to anyone saying whatever they want as far as the amount that they're donating. That's what I think. Not that I'm judging them for $25,000.
But I think them publicly doing it is saying, hey, we're also getting involved. Like, we're getting involved, so you should get involved.
Yeah.
More so than bragging about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Part of the line you walk with charity is... you want to sometimes put it out there that you're involved. Not so people go, oh, you're such a good person. But so it also brings awareness to them. And I think for them, it was more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we're also involved. Because if it was going to be about, look at me, they would have been like, we're giving a kabillion dollars. But it wasn't. And I'm just talking in general. Like, people on the show, I'd be like, oh, I can't believe this is happening for this. But this other chick.
Right.
You know? If it's not your money, you have no business talking about what people do with their money.
No business.
I think it's a double-edged sword because I kind of agree with Eddie because I kind of judge them. I'm like, oh, they got a lot of money, but then it's like, and then I look at like, but I like it that they say it publicly. It's like Beyonce, she hasn't said anything. I'm like, come on, that's your town, girl, donate something.
But maybe she has. And they've said she has, and she just hadn't said what it is.
There you go.
It's
so which one do you prefer?
Lot.
Yeah, but you're different. You go to the dog store.
Oh, at the checkout, and you donate $1.
No,
and
I donate $2 to
homeless. Like,
you send me a whole email like, can we talk about this, how much I donated? And you know what? You make a good living, but you only donate $2. Why not more, rich boy?
I donate $2 every time I go.
Yeah,
okay, but
why
exactly,
not
why not more? You make a good living. You have any kids? You can donate more.
Yeah.
I donate to other things.
Okay, they can say the same thing.
Fair point, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm sure they do.
If it ain't your money, it ain't your business.
So we have no right to judge people?
No, not when it comes to giving.
You shouldn't judge people anyway. Yeah. The
Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. Tomorrow, Luke Bryan is the final performer for Joy Week. He'll play an hour in here.
Whoop.
It was a mystery guest. I was talking to the paper last night, and they were like, who's the mystery guest? And I was like, I'll tell you. It's Luke. And so the Tennessean wrote a really nice article about Joy Week and the meaning of it and how we've turned it this year into St. Jude, and then we kind of flipped it and are doing a fundraiser now for the flood. And I was like, and Luke Bryan will be Friday. So tomorrow, Luke will be on for an hour. So that'll be cool. I like that guy. I think that guy's onto something.
It'd be awesome.
I think he's onto something with his career. I have a couple things. First of all, we got to talk about this in a second. Where this mom panhandles to send her daughter to college, and is that okay? Like, she gets out with a sign and is like, she wasn't lying. She was like, send my daughter to college. So we'll talk about that coming up in a minute. Is that okay to go out and panhandle for that? Or panhandle for anything as long as you're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Or not telling the truth.
So many options.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, I have thoughts.
I wonder if I should just believe my own hype.
About?
Let me tell you. Because I hate the hype. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm disgusted with my own voice. I try not to listen to the show. Like, nothing. But Sheryl Crow goes, hey, that Namaste song's really good. I was like, huh, Sheryl Crow, one of my favorite artists. Like, of my lifetime. I love Sheryl Crow. Then Dierks was like, that Namaste song, Raging Idiots Do, is really good. Then Craig Campbell texted Eddie and I yesterday. And it was like, my wife won't stop singing Namaste by the Raging Idiots. And I'm like, maybe this is an amazing song, and I just don't really.
Maybe there's something to it.
Oh. Is it amazing?
What about my opinion?
That's what I'm asking. Is this an amazing?
Yes, like I've been saying this since day one, but I wasn't included in the list of people who tell you it's amazing.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching ya, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but nah, I'm a stay. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste, namaste, namaste.
That's a Raging Idiots new song, Namaste.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on baby, let me jump in on the
track. Amy's singing, Amy know never knows the microphone's on. It's been on the whole time. Anyway, I mean, is that number one hit or no?
Yeah, and hit the road, but namaste, namaste.
All we need now is, because we left our record label, and so we need, do we go get another record label to put this out and like make it a hit?
Well, I don't, I mean, do you have to have a label to put it out?
No, we just keep playing it.
I mean, no, not really.
But I only play it like once every day and a half or so. But I was just stopping. I was just going to stop. Like, it's out there, you can download it. But people keep saying it's good.
It is good.
But I start to, I think people are making fun of me. Hmm. I mean, my high school, like, you're really, you should be the homecoming king. You're really popular.
No.
And I'm like, really? I'm going to win? And then it's like, in last place, Bobby. Oh.
Oh, they got you.
It's like when they dumped the pig blood on Carrie or whatever.
Oh my gosh, Carrie the movie.
I feel like that when people tell me it's good. I'm like, oh no. It's like Carrie the movie. Like,
they're like, scene.
They nominate me for a CMA, and I'm up, and Eddie and I are standing there, and we're like, we like to say it, and then boom, pig blood comes on.
Just
on TV.
God, this is terrible.
That's how I feel. Morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's happening.
In the suit that I was born in.
We need to talk to our boss. Put some, because it's on the playlist. I don't know how we do that, but. In a second, Mike D will give us his three best and three worst movies of the summer. What do you think about this mom? She's panhandling to send her daughter to college. Yes or no?
Okay, I feel like it's an in-life human version of a GoFundMe page.
Oh, a real-life GoFundMe.
Yeah. Like,
it's like when
just,
cartoons come to life.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. So the GoFundMe, it lives online. She's just out on the streets.
And mom panhandles $10,000 to send her daughter to college. And she wasn't lying. People thought she was lying. But she was out there, and she's like, I need to send my kid to college. And she raised the money. Is that okay, Lunchbox?
I have no problem with panhandling whatsoever. I don't. If you're dumb enough to give them money, then whatever. That's your problem. I don't care what they're panhandling for. If they're lying, if they're not lying, if you're the one that rolls down your window and hands them money, you're the fool.
Well, that doesn't make you a fool or dumb.
Well, that's my opinion.
Okay. If somebody has a dog, I will just give them my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
If they have a dog, I don't care if it's like they can be 27 years old, yeah, and say I fought in the Vietnam,
yeah,
War.
Yeah.
If they have a dog. Would you like the title of my car? I just want to make sure that dog gets fed. I have no problem either, as long as like the panhandling is safe, like you're in a place. Because sometimes
and you're not causing
sometimes,
yeah, unsafe traffic.
It will make things unsafe with cars. But yeah, Amy, I thought yours is the best. Like, that's a real life GoFundMe.
Oh, thanks.
What about mine?
Just an observation.
Yeah, just
yeah, a little, just a thought I had.
Just a little Seinfeld, yeah, humor. Just yeah. Yeah, I like that.
The Bob Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Pumpkin spice stuff is getting out of control.
I think it should be all year. Like, I don't think that it's like, okay, August 31st, pumpkin spice is out. It's a little too early.
Well, there's got to be something to get you excited for fall. I get that. And I like pumpkin spice and, like, having to wait for it. And, like, I like the smell. I like the candles.
But if I like it all year and there's a demand for it all year, let's make it all year. Yeah. People will buy it all year.
Okay, right. Well, anyway, the point of my story is there's now pumpkin spice latte scented deodorant.
Great! And we should have it all year, is my point. I see on Instagram people are like, oh, the pumpkin spice is already out. It's like when in September, October, when Christmas decorations come out, they're like, oh, but if people weren't buying it, it wouldn't be out there. Yeah. I bet you if they put pumpkin spice out in February, people will buy it.
Who wants to smell like a latte?
A pumpkin spice latte? Me.
Okay. What do you got?
Not just regular coffee latte, no. Kind of cool to be in school right now if you're learning, because teachers are now using memes, GIFs, and emojis to help with their lessons. What? That's awesome.
Do you have any examples?
No, I just have it broken down like middle school uses it the most. Middle school teachers, 44%. Than high school, but how fun if you're like looking up at the projector. They probably don't use
they don't
those.
Use projectors.
Overhead projector.
Overhead projector. And it's like a meme and an emoji and a GIF. I would have paid more attention.
What else you got?
Let's see. What else do I have? Men are now marrying up more than women. What up?
Okay, that's good, huh?
Like, yeah, that's awesome.
Hotness?
So what's the what up?
I'm not talking about looks. I'm talking about because they're getting paid more. Women are getting bigger salaries. Women are getting more educated. Women are getting out there. And now it's like reversing to where the guys are like, I'm marrying up.
I don't believe that.
What do you mean marrying?
Oh, that's just somebody the title has money?
That's just the title of the article was men are now marrying up more than women. I guess it's just shifting a little bit. It used to be that when you got married, typically the man was making more than the woman, and they're seeing that shift where they're getting married and the men are like, oh, my woman makes more.
Do they talk about it in emojis? That's like a story. I wanted an example of what the kids were doing. All right, what else?
Oh, what the teachers are doing. That's what the teachers are doing. Okay, this is kind of cool. A new subscription service lets you rent sports jerseys.
I saw that because players change teams so much.
Yeah. So when you want a different one, you just mail it back in and a new one is sent to you.
Yeah, I got that Kyrie Irving jersey.
You got to change that.
Just got it. And now
right now they only have
the Celtics now.
I don't get that joke.
Don't worry. It's a guy.
He's on a new team.
Yeah,
like real quick, just like that.
He got traded from Cleveland to Boston.
No, can you use an emoji to teach her that?
Yeah, yeah.
The basketball.
So, okay.
Running.
So, basketball, arrow, leprechaun.
Yes. I get it. Oh, my gosh. This is great.
So
well,
funny.
That's basketball, but for now, just heads up.
Like, if I were a teacher and NFL. I would tell my kids, like Christopher Columbus sailed to the New World.
Yeah, what would you do?
I would do man, like face.
Yes.
Boat. Yeah.
A sailboat.
Arrow. Right?
The ocean.
Right.
And then ocean.
And then you got to do the world.
And then the world.
Dude, yeah. That's a great example.
Man, that's a good emoji.
This is how kids are learning these days.
That's what I heard back two stories ago. Now it's finally like, oh, that's a cool story.
There we go.
We figured it out ourselves. All right. Go ahead. Isaac Newton. It's like...
Stop. Just stop.
Apple.
Is he gravity?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's gravity. Good.
Namaste.
All right. That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Mike D made a list of best and worst movies of the summer, real quick, if you're looking to download or buy a movie. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right, Mike D is our movie guy. And so he has the three worst, and he goes to pretty much every movie in the theater. Mike, the third worst movie of the summer is?
Baywatch.
It was not good.
Not good at all.
Did you want it to be good?
Yeah, a little bit. I like The Rock.
The number two worst movie of the summer is?
Transformers 5.
What?
They've made five of those?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was the second worst?
Yeah, pretty boring.
Oh.
And the number one worst movie of the summer, according to Mike D, is?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I've never seen any of those.
Oh, the first one is so good.
They're
really?
Good.
And
Jamie?
The second one's good, and then I stopped.
Yeah.
And what number are we on?
A dead man.
Five.
No tell, no
six.
Tales.
Wow.
I don't know. Okay, are you ready now for the best three?
Yeah.
Number three, the best. Number three.
Wonder Woman.
You loved it, huh?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Number two,
Baby Driver.
Is that the where the baby's the boss? The cartoon?
No, that's Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
That's a different movie.
That one's with like Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks awesome.
So Baby Driver is what?
It's a he's like a getaway driver for like this crime.
He didn't. Is there anything to do with babies in it?
His name is Baby.
Oh, I thought he was driving babies.
That's why
I thought it was like Uber for babies. And this, it was like Chronic. I really thought it was something to do with it. And
yeah, then, I didn't know either.
The number one movie, according to Mike D of the summer. Hit me with that drum. There you go. Go ahead.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
You loved it, huh?
It was really good.
Was it better than, because Tobey Maguire did a series, but the, after that they had Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, those were very good.
Okay, so it's better than that series?
Way better, yeah.
There you go. Those are your best movies of the summer. Mike D, thank you very much, buddy.
There you go.
Boom, now we know.
Why'd you know? So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
There it is.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for being here. Thank you to Rascal Flatts for performing for an hour. You can check our Facebook Live to watch that. You can go to BobbyBones.com to watch that. The mystery artist tomorrow playing an hour is Luke Bryan. It's just, we're so appreciative to every artist who stopped by and been a part of Joy Week, and to you, and for what you guys are doing with us for the hurricane, yourself for the hurricane, just whatever you're doing. If you're doing something, that's just more than was already being done. I mean, that's the key there, is to always be pushing positive. And so we appreciate you. Tomorrow, our last day with Luke. And I'll remind you that our Pimpin' Joy neon, but by the way, all Pimpin' Joy stuff is all the same to us. Like, we put a new lineup, but if you buy a black hat or a white hat, we don't keep any of that money. It goes right to hurricane relief. And the last time we checked, we were at $200,000 for hurricane relief. So just keeping you guys updated on that, which is, it's absolutely
amazing.
Crazy. Because we set our goal at $50,000 for St. Jude. We hit that goal in a day because of you. And now we're over $200,000 for hurricane relief because of you. And we're proud to get the Pimpin' Joy message out there. So money goes to a good cause, and we hope you wear the shirt and people ask, hey, what does that mean? And you're like, well, it's a way to promote positivity. And you put your own spin on it, because that's what Pimpin' Joy is about. Like, how do you feel about promoting positivity? What is it about you that makes you want to be positive? That's why we don't really define it. We kind of let it be defined by each person that has it on and talks about it. So thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for being a part of Pimpin' Joy. If you want to see the stuff, BobbyBones.com. Just we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for letting us be on your radio.